This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Last segment of the show, I wanted to save the best for last because you know how much I love polling, and it's become pretty much a joke, but I really do like it. It's these moments that I really can dissect and jump into these things in ways that I think are important. And so when you see big headlines like, oh, Harris doing much better than Biden in the polls and things like that, I look at that and go, oh, okay, is that true? Because I don't really ever trust the news anymore, let alone a headline written by somebody who's just looking for clicks. But even the news itself is usually not real accurate until you look at the study itself. Like you look at the poll, and I know that a lot of people can't do that. Well, you can, you just don't have time. And maybe you've never... You don't really know what you're looking at once you open 75 pages worth of data and Excel sheets or whatever. But they do publish those for a reason, for people like me and you, if you want to dive in and see, well, what's the methodology? What are they? How are they weighting this, most importantly? So I had this conversation with Ryan Recker on Wednesday. Wednesday was really when the first polls were hitting after Harris had announced and Biden had dropped out. It takes a couple days to catch up. So this is some detailed analysis on those polls that maybe you've seen the headlines that suggest that Harris is doing great. Let's dive in and then talk about what's happened since Wednesday on the other side of this.
Good news, America.
That is wonderful news.
What you see may be different than some of the headlines you see on these major news websites.
This is why it's so important to be able to dive into polls to find out how they're doing them. And not just how, but really, most importantly, who are they polling and how are they weighting the poll? Because you can do a lot with a couple little numbers there, and that is easy to overlook unless you dive into the crosstabs, which I was doing all morning and actually have been doing a little bit during the show because a new one dropped. But the big one that made all the headlines is the Reuters Ipsos poll that is the first, and they were saying this, and it was true, the first poll released since Kamala Harris became the candidate for the Democrats has Harris up by 2. And if you've been watching all the polling, Trump's been up in all of, and this is a national poll, okay? So this isn't a state poll, which is really what matters. But these national polls, they kind of give you a gauge on the way people are feeling. And all of a sudden, Harris declares her candidacy, and she's up by 2. It's the only one we've seen with a Democrat up. It's got to be that Kamala Harris has changed the game.
It's the Kamala Harris poll? Is that what you said it was?
No, it's the Reuters poll.
Reuters poll, okay.
Reuters Ipsos. So I thought, wow, that's interesting. I would have expected there might have been a little bit of bump, just excitement bump that they got. So I dove into this poll and was looking at the results and why did Kamala Harris seem to jump up from her previous Reuters poll, because they were asking this question. They've been asking the question about Harris for a while now. Ever since the debate, it became a good poll question because, hey, maybe it's not Joe Biden anymore. And here we are. So here's what's flawed about this poll that is making national news, it was yesterday, even this morning, was the Reuters poll has Harris up. Mm-hmm. They oversampled Democrats. So instead of it being even, you have 36% Republicans, 36% Democrats, and whatever left of independents is usually the way they do it. And they always oversample independents in these things. They just always do. Not just them. Everybody. Don't know why they do it. Reuters oversampled Democrats in this poll by 6 points.
Okay.
And still only had Harris up by 2.
Okay.
Okay. So if you go, well, okay, but the most important thing is how do they compare it to previous polls that they've done on the same topic, not with Biden, but with Harris. So if you look back to the beginning of July, Reuters released one that was, okay, Trump versus Harris, who would you hypothetically vote for? Because at that time, she didn't have the nomination. Well, at that time, it was Trump plus 1. And so they're looking at these and going, oh, wow, look, she's flipped 3 points. She's gained 3 points. Well, guess what? If you look into the methodology of both of those polls from the same pollster, Reuters, mm-hmm. you find that in early July, they weighted it Democrats plus 3.
Oh, okay.
Now they weighted Democrats plus 6. Where do you think those three percentage points came from? They just weighted it plus 3 more. That's it. So nothing, according to their poll, nothing has changed in this race since she declared. Isn't that amazing? That should be the headline, but it's not.
I know what Donald Trump would say. They're weighting it based on Joe Biden's handicap in golf.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, have to give her a handicap. So let's look at the numbers. When they weigh the polls a certain way, do they take that into consideration when they come out with the numbers? Or is it just, okay, we're going to take everything that we got and then punch it in and then just output? Or do they actually scale back some of the extra Democrat votes that came in?
They can weight them. And this one, like I said, they have been. And traditionally, this is true. Traditionally, yeah. You do have a little bit more of a Democrat turnout in a national election than you do Republicans. It's why you see a national popular vote win by Democrats, but a Republican could still win because of the Electoral College. Not always, but sometimes. So they do tend to weight it. But usually the good ones, they weight it by about what the margin has been in actual elections. You say, okay, if Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 2% more than Donald Trump or whatever, however you find it, then you weight that for the next poll and you say, okay, we'll have 2% more Democrat turnout. A lot of these polls, though, they start projecting and saying things like, well, we think that this is the way it's going to go. And so we think right now, amazingly, Reuters has been saying, we think that we'll have 3% more Democrats turnout than Republicans. Now, that already is a stretch.
That's a stretch.
But to move it to be 6% more Democrats will turn out in this election than Republicans, and you still only have Harris by plus 2, it's saying a lot. And since we're already on the topic, let me jump to a different one because we're talking about this Reuters one simply because it's making so much news. Mm-hmm. NPR and PBS, Marist, released one today also. And it's the second one that's come out since Harris has been the candidate. The last time they did this, it was Trump plus 1. And they have Democrats weighted by plus 3. Mm-hmm. They did the exact same thing this time. I'll give them credit for at least being consistent. And it's still Trump plus 1. Nothing's changed. So there's two polls in a row since she's declared her candidacy that if you really dig into the numbers, literally the exact same as with Joe Biden.
Wow. Wiggins America.
And by the way, at the very end of that segment, I didn't want to play the entire thing because at the very end, I correct myself. I actually misquoted the Insider Advantage poll to say that it was even. Here is what it says if you dive into it. It's a Marist poll, sorry. At the end, I was talking about that. July 12th, so this is before Biden has dropped out, they said, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, which one would you pick? At that point, voters chose Harris by 1 point. So very close. Now, since she has declared her actual candidacy, she's dropped 5 points. Trump has dropped a little bit, but now Trump leads by 1 point. So it's a 2-point swing in favor of Trump since she declared her candidacy. That's kind of a big deal. I want to also point out that a CNN poll has come out since then, and this is kind of catching you up on everything, and some swing state polls, which is really all that matters. The CNN poll was a national poll, and all those ones I just talked about were national polls. They're less important, but they give you an idea of sort of the general rule of thumb of things. How are things going? Overall, not much has changed. However, you do see, and I could see this from the CNN poll, that it looks like traditional Democrat voting blocks, which would be younger voters, and then in their words, people of color, which I wish they would define that a little bit more, because I was looking at historical trends of people of color voting patterns, and it's really hard because everybody defines that differently. But it looks like those two traditional Democrat voting blocks were not showing up for Biden as much, and they're showing up a little bit more for Harris. Like, there's a little more excitement. Those weren't going to be people who showed up for Donald Trump anyway. But if you see any increase anywhere, it's probably younger voters or people of color who are showing up a little bit more. Now, I don't want to dive into all, there's so much here. I mean, I look at so much data that it's hard to parse out everything all at once. But I will say that Donald Trump, from my analysis, looking at historical trends, still is sitting, and this is the CNN poll, still is sitting at about 30% with people of color, even after Harris has declared. That drops him down by a point or two, but not a whole lot. So it looks like she's gained from people who are just not showing up. He hasn't really lost, which means that he is carrying a higher people of, again, the phrase, people of color vote than any Republican in my lifetime, still, after she's declared. One last thing before we go, because this is why we're here, right? To talk about the numbers a little bit and see how Harris is doing, because the narrative is out there. You've seen it. Even that CNN poll I was just talking about, the headline of that is like Harris doing great, or Harris really catching up, or something like that. And I look at the crosstabs and I'm like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's just not true, because even in their poll, they still had Trump leading. Anyway, the swing states are what matters. And so it looks like in most swing states across the board, and there's been, it's hard to compare each one to each one because there are just so many. I've been trying to, but it's hard to keep up. There's so much data. It looks like that in states where those voting blocks that I just mentioned, younger voters, people of color, where they're not as big a numbers, the numbers are pretty much flat. You're talking about states like Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin. The numbers in those swing states, probably New Hampshire if you want to include that one, are pretty much the same. Trump versus Harris, Trump versus Biden hasn't moved. You have seen a little bit of movement in states like Michigan, in states like Georgia. Trump's still leading in those states, but she's chipped away a little bit of that lead that people were just not even showing up for. So, as usual, we're going to be talking about a turnout election. Who's going to actually show up? I personally think that between now and when early voting starts, and really election day starts, because people who are not as engaged don't do early voting. It's your really engaged voters who do early voting. Well, they're in the bag anyway, which means you should early vote. You know, that saves your party a lot of money when you early vote, because then they don't have to spend gobs and gobs and send you all the email, all the letters and stuff in the mail. Hey, that's one reason to do it right there. You stop getting letters for the most part in the mail. But those people are kind of baked in. It's the election day people, November 5th, that the turnout will affect the most. And I just don't see between now and then, and this is, again, personal. This isn't data-based. This is just my personal gut. I don't see those people being super fired up by then about Harris. She's just not that great of a candidate. Now, I could be wrong about that, but even in her interviews and her rallies and stuff, you know, you see her speak and you hear the things that she's sharing, her policies, they're super far left. They're left of Joe Biden. And that stuff's going to come out. It already is. So I just don't see there being a tremendous kind of like average voter turnout for Kamala Harris. Will there be for Donald Trump? I don't know. I think so. But that's just me. We'll end there. Hopefully you take something away from at least the data. You don't have to listen to my opinion. But you are here on Wiggins America, so maybe that's why you tuned in. I sure hope it is. You can get the podcast and listen to this whole episode by typing in Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.